Have you ever thought why each moment is important? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Have you ever thought why each moment is important? We sometimes are wasteful of our moments and we daydream. We're sometimes wasteful of our moments and we're thinking of how beautiful the world is, or we're thinking of some other thing, or we're thinking about somebody else's problems, or we're thinking about our own problems and how wasteful we are. Well, now, you see, Herb, that's what 80-90% of our thinking is all about, these sort of things. Yes, that's true. 80 or 90% of our thinking is about something over which we have no interest and we have no concern whatsoever, and yet we waste our time thinking about it. Now, if we look at the sky and we say, oh, what terrible clouds there are, oh, it's going to be a rain, it's going to do this, well, we're wasting our time. If we look at the sky and we say, what glorious clouds, wow, I wonder what weather it's going to bring, it is beautiful, it is good. Name everything good. Name everything beautiful. Name everything in the now and have it be active for you in the now. And you look at the trees and you say, golly, those trees, the leaves are falling. It must be fall or something, or maybe the trees are diseased, or maybe this or that. And you see, when you look at it like that, then you implant thoughts in the trees that might not have ever been there, but you put them there. And so they are. We had a floating plant that goes around into the bushes here up on the mountainsides occasionally. And it's a plant that is a fungus that is a like mistletoe, that it will destroy its parent. It'll destroy that which it feeds upon. And so as it does this, it lands here and there, and you can see it by its beautiful color. It's like having a lovely carpet of threads of blanket that are landing on the plant. And at first we thought, isn't that beautiful? And then we thought, oh, isn't that terrible? It's destroying the plant and destroying the very life of the plant by eating the life of the plant and leaving it dead. And then we said, hey, this is not a creation that I want in my world. I want in my world everything beautiful, lovely, fantastic. And I have to name it that way to do so. So, should I have ever seen those things floating around? And should I have ever thought of what they were doing to the bushes? I was giving it power. So I chose not to do that anymore. I chose to look at our bushes and our plants and our trees here on the mountainside as fantastic, as glorious. And as I looked at them as fantastic and glorious, beautiful things happened. We have one house on our property here. We call it the Oasis. And at the Oasis, there are two very tall, beautiful trees. And near the top of the trees, of these two trees, chunks of mistletoe are hanging. And I've looked at those mistletoe and I thought, no, I'd like to cut them down on it to get rid of them. And so I began seeing the tree in my mind without having the mistletoe there. Now, I didn't see it without having the mistletoe there. I saw the tree as healthy and vital and dynamic, and I saw it totally itself. Totally itself. And then I noticed, instead of having about 8 clusters of mistletoe, there was only one. And I thought, my goodness, one is still there. So I began surrounding the tree with my pure white light of love. And I began looking at the tree and telling it how beautiful it is, and how strong it is, and how powerful it is, and how wonderful. And little by little, my sight ceased to see the mistletoe, and little by little, the mistletoe ceased to be. Now you say, but you can't do things that way. That doesn't work that way. Oh, yes, it does. That's a thought is a thing. And when I think these thoughts, then I think these things. And I think it every single moment, because each moment is important. And if I allow myself at any one moment to think a thought that I do not want to demonstrate in my life, I empower that thought to be an experience in my life. Now, do I want to empower anything to be an experience in my life? Do I want to empower any experience in my life not to happen? Do I want it to happen? Then how do I create it not to happen? Well, I don't create it not to happen. I create what I do want to experience. I create a tree with beautiful balms, with beautiful leaves, with beautiful freshness to it, just young and dynamic and powerful. I create all the bushes on the campus of the university, surrounded by my pure white light of love, living in their wholeness and their magnificence. And wherever I look, I see bushes of that nature. I see that constantly. This is my thought. This is my one thought. And someone might say to me, "Don't you see that bush with its problem?" And I say, "No. I see all my bushes surrounded by my pure white light of love, whole and perfect. But, hey, if you're going to come on this property and see problems, please don't. Come on this property, which is surrounded by the pure white light of love. Come on this property, which is all in harmony and peace. The Uni Campus dwells in peace, harmony, and love. Come in that recognition, and so it will be for you." Daily, we have merchants, friends, students, neighbors, many people converging upon the campus. And as they walk the campus grounds, they say, "There is such a peace here. There's such a magnificence here." They're living in the now. They're living in that immediate moment now, which is so important. And as they're living in it, they're sensing the quietness, the stillness, the peace of the campus. They're sensing all that we are believing and living and knowing here on campus. Because the Uni Campus does dwell in peace, harmony, and love. And that is all that any of us who are regular staff members here on the campus of the University of Healing know. That's all that we understand. That's all that we are. And so it is. And even at times where things appear to be confusing, by our turning and recognizing that all is beautiful and all is good, so it is. Misunderstandings turn into a total awareness of harmony and peace and love. It's a matter of our choice. It's a matter of where do we put our thinking? Where do I put my thinking? And every single day, I put my thinking on the idea that each moment is important. So each moment I think only those thoughts that I wish to experience or I do experience in my life. If I allow myself to think of a contrary thought or to think of any concept that I do not want to experience in my life, I am giving that the power to be. Now, do I really want to give it the power to be? And my answer is revealed in the life that I am living. If I am surrounded by beautiful people, you can be sure that I have beautiful thoughts in my mind about the people who surround me, by the people that I have created in my world. Am I living in a world of beauty and magnificence where the trees and the flowers and the birds and the bees and the clouds and the sky and all that is in the picture of my eye is glorious and beautiful and fantastic and marvelous, because that's where I am. That's where I am. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Now, it doesn't matter what your dream is and what you wish to experience. If you put that thought in your consciousness, so it is for you. There are many people who find it difficult to believe in the Easter Bunny and find it difficult to believe in Santa Claus, and yet those two are two of the most glorious, wonderful mythology ideas of our life. And we call them mythology because we call them a myth, that they're not real. Well, I assure you, they are more real than you are to you, because they are a never-changing concept of goodness. They are a never-changing concept of a being that is always giving of itself out of its infinite. And it has no other source than itself. It doesn't have the federal government paying for the toys that Santa makes at the North Pole. It doesn't have some nations of the world making great contributions. It doesn't have a Bill Gates that are supporting its wonderful ventures, its philanthropic ventures. It doesn't have that. And the Easter Bunny. Where does the Easter Bunny get its eggs? And where does the Easter Bunny get its chocolate? And where does the Easter Bunny get all of the other things that are known for the Easter Bunny? Who created the Easter Bunny? Well, who created the Easter Bunny is the same person who created a child, who created an adult, who created a world, who created a life, who created a marriage, who created a country, a nation, a people. Yes. If we can create all those as we do, and if we can create a Santa Claus and an Easter Bunny as we do, and if we can create a Big Bang Theory as we do, out of nothing, and have it be real for the people of the world, how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is when we recognize that each moment is exceedingly important. Each thought is exceedingly important. And each thing that we do is exceedingly important. And are we going to take responsibility for it and stand up behind it? And if they say, is there a Santa Claus? And you say, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. And is there a Santa Claus? Oh, yes. But I'm too old to believe in Santa Claus. Oh, I didn't know Santa Claus had an age. I didn't know there was a time in life where we believe. Well, that's fantasy that only children believe in. Well, if children truly believe in fantasy, children have learned the greatest lesson that life has to give, to believe in all that is. Do you believe in all that is? Do you believe that your mother and father conceived of you because they loved you? But they didn't even know me. That's right, they didn't even know me, but they knew what they knew. They knew that when they got together, they would bring forth children that were marvelous. And one, parental love for their children is one of the most beautiful, strong loves in the world, and one of the most magical loves, one of the most beautiful, mythical loves. And that mythical love is stronger than any tie we could ever imagine, because it is not bound by appearances, it is not bound by the evidence, it is only bound by an inner awareness of that which is in the now, that which is the joy, the peace, and the love, and the harmony of the world. It's quite exciting, isn't it? Well, think on these things, because I tell you, if you don't have a Santa Claus, if you don't have an Easter Bunny, if you don't have all these mythological beings in your world, oh my, but you're missing on much of the excitement that the world has to offer. To those who can dream, to those who can live in their inner consciousness, in their imagination, in their intuition, in their genius, in their God, know that I love you. Oh, oh, do I love you eternally.